skip it, stream it, see it, binge views. It's time for binge views. Law, Grill, and Chatsy on some new releases. Don't worry about spoilers. Binge views.
That's right. Welcome to Binge Views, BingeMedia.net's weekly look at everything coming out in movie theaters near you. We're recording late night and on location with Chatsy.
What's happening, man?
Where are you at?
I'm at my house currently.
Oh, you left and went home. Okay, where were you at?
I was at work. How close? I was going to record at work, yeah. Like you.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, I'm not doing that. I forgot my mic, so.
Oh, okay. How close do you live to work?
About 15 to 20 minutes. So.
I take back my opening. I planned that opening, and I take it back. We are not on location.
Well, we were going to be, but I didn't want to do that to the people. I could have talked on my phone, and then just would have sounded awful. So you get a professional recording quality that we bring every week. It's amazing.
No, well, you have been misled, sir. I was looking forward. You could have given us a video tour, or me, a video tour of your establishment. Can we do that in the future?
Yeah, sure. Or we could just do a live tour. You could just come. We've talked about this for a while. Just come to KC, man. I know. Got to make it happen.
It's easier if you just show me. I want to know what I'm getting myself into.
How about I'll put you on a FaceTime, and then I'll just put you in a cup holder so you can just watch one of the movies with me. What if we do that?
Yes, I want to sit in a cup holder.
All right. Put you in a Milk Dud box, something. We could find something.
Yeah, I like that too.
It'd be beautiful.
All right, listen. Dump season is still going on.
Yep.
The Oscar nominees are out, so everyone's going to be rushing back to the theater to see those movies. But some new movies have started, and what would those be?
That's right. We have two new wide releases this week. We have Serenity, and we have The Kid Who Would Be King. Yep, but all those Oscar noms are back in theaters. We just got a bunch of them back, and probably keep doing it because next week there's only one wide release as of right now. So that's the plan. But yeah, what do you want to start with this week?
Serenity.
Serenity. All right. You know much about this? Have you seen the trailer?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this has been a little bit of production hell. It was originally supposed to come out in September, and then it got pushed to October, and then it was moved all the way into January of this year. This is directed by Stephen Knight. He is most well known for writing Eastern Promises, and he wrote and directed a movie with Tom Hardy a few years ago called Locke. Or he's riding around the car. I like that movie. He's also a big contributor on Peaky Blinders as well. So. Yeah, it's. I was semi-intrigued by this. Being that it came out in January, I was skeptical. But watched this last night, and this has got Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Diane Lane, Jaimin Hansu, Jason Clarke, and Jeremy Strong. Those are our players here. This, it's kind of hard to talk about this movie without getting into spoilers, because there's a big old fat twist that happens Shyamalan style in this. Just a quick overview of what this is about. So Matthew McConaughey is a fisherman named Baker Dill. That's his name. Mm-hmm. It's really, really original and cool there. And he's on a island known as Plymouth Island. And he's got to find the tuna. This big tuna has eluded him. And so all of a sudden his ex-wife, Anne Hathaway, shows back up. And she has gotten herself into an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. And her, they have a son together, but he's estranged from Matthew McConaughey, and she is being beaten by this guy played by Jason Clarke. And so she asks him if he would take him out on his boat, get him really drunk, and then throw him to the sharks. Ooh. And she'll pay him $10 million for this. Ooh. So that is the basic premise here. Like I said, I don't want to get too spoilery because there's a big twist, and the twist does not work at all. Yeah, it's this movie is very melodramatic, very it looks pretty for the most part, but I think a good twist, you reevaluate once it happens and you're like, okay, so this might have had other meetings and everything, go back and think about it. But this, you just think back of how much it doesn't work and how kind of gross it is. it's pretty bad.
When does the twist happen?
I would say it has about 30 to 45 minutes left in the actual movie.
Oh, okay.
And you realize what's happening. It's, yeah, I appreciate the ambition here, but it doesn't work. And this is a prime January release. Absolutely. Now that, it's coming out. So what do you got, man?
I don't know. I mean, not knowing much going into this and just hearing what you're saying, I just want to ask you about the twist. Like, I just want to know about it. Okay, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge part of the movie, obviously.
Obviously. And is that because... Okay, so is it safe to say the twist and what it does to the movie is why it's being released right now?
I could see that, yeah. This is Averon Entertainment who's releasing this. And so... Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I don't think this is going to make very much money. It's got a good cast. I mean, Hathaway and McConaughey reuniting after Interstellar a few years back. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason Clarke, he's a great actor. I like him a lot. And I really like Jeremy Strong from Succession as well. He's Kendall on that show. Yeah, dude, it's just... this movie's make or break by the twist. And it's very Shyamalan-esque dropping the ball here. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, Stephen Knight, he's trying to be super clever, and it's just, this doesn't work. It just doesn't really work at all, unfortunately. I was optimistic, but it makes sense. Like I said, it's coming out in January.
Is this based on a book or anything, or is this an original script?
Yeah, this is all original, which, I mean, yeah, I can get behind original stuff here, but just make good movies, man.
I don't know if this guy's reputation... preceded him. I mean, he hasn't done that many amazing things.
Sure.
But, mm-hmm. So what is it? How did he get this fucking cast is what I'm saying. Like, they're reading this script. I don't see how something in an original pen script can come off any differently than the actual guy that he wrote it and directed it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what the fuck? This is his vision right on the paper. How did he get this cast to sign up if it's that blatantly obvious that this was stupid? Like the idea of this twist you're saying.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they go hang out on an island for a few weeks and film a movie and got paid for it. I mean, that's really the only thing I think. I mean, it's right up McConaughey's alley. He's just gets to hang out on a boat and have his shirt off. And there's a thing with, like, he's always wet in this movie. And even the scenes that he's not wet, his shirt and everything, he just looks moist always. It's just fucking just wet. I don't understand it. It can't make him smell good. I know, man. I know he smells bad anyway, but.
You know another movie he's always wet in? And I don't know why we're both noticing all the movies that Matthew McConaughey is wet in, but just people, relax. Uh-huh. A Time to Kill.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no water in that movie. He just sweats through the entire movie. And you know, I do know why I know that. You know why? Because Sandra Bullock and Ashley Judd are also always wet in that movie, and it's pretty fantastic.
No, well, what can you do? I think I make art wet, so...
Oh, that's, Jesus. That's...
Yeah, it's gross. That's a good question. I just don't know why they signed on, but I saw Anne Hathaway on Jimmy Kimmel a few weeks, and she was seeing how much she adored this movie. So, really? I mean, that's all hearsay, maybe, but hey, maybe they had fun making it. It just, the plot or the twist just kind of derails this movie altogether. Even before that, I mean, it's not great. Jaimin Hansu's kind of relegated to. Just a side character. He's barely in this. Mm-hmm. McConaughey is the McConaissance. It went away pretty quick, and he's been firing a lot of duds out here lately.
Yeah, what has he done since his Oscar? How many movies and
quite a few.
Really?
That was Dallas Buyers Club was in 2013. Same year he did Wolf of Wall Street. The year, and then that was True Detective that same year.
Yeah, that was a major year, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was it right there. Mud was before that, Magic Mike, and then Killer Joe, and then, this is his last few. He had White Boy Rick last fall, which was kind of mediocre. The Dark Tower before that, never saw, heard nothing but bad things. Gold, a few years back, where he's bald and he's got a gut on him. He was really going for the Oscar, and that just kind of came and left with a whimper. Sing, the animated movie, that was pretty popular, but... Free State of Jones bombed, Sea of Trees bombed, and then Kubo and the Two Strings. So, yeah, I think the McConaissance is officially dead. I'm going to go ahead and say that. He's got the Beach Bum, Harmony Korine's movie. That trailer released the other day as well. That's coming out in March, which looks just right up his alley. Get to smoke weed and hang out with his shirt off again all day. So,
I love when a person like goes through one of those Oscar fucking transformations, and then it's just like the worst movie ever. And then you're like, oh, dude, you did all that for like absolutely no reason at all. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's fat and bald, and he's like, this is it, man. I'm going to go fucking 2 Oscars in 4 years. No, you're not even going to get $10 million back.
Yep. Yeah, that bombed hard. God, that was a long movie, too. Oof, gold. Yikes. Yeah, man, this is going to be, if you couldn't tell. Did you have any other questions about this at all?
Nope.
All right. Yeah, skip this one. Don't waste your time. Luckily, it's not overly long. It's only about an hour and 46 minutes, but... I'd say about a good 45 to an hour of that movie. This movie just does not work. So skip. All right. Serenity.
Will do.
All righty. So we've got Joe Cornish's The Kid Who Would Be King next. Mm. I think it's well documented on the site, or I guess that was the old show, Attack the Block. You're a big fan of that, right?
Very big, yes.
Yep. It's been forever since that movie came out. He's Joe Cornish has kind of been in hiding here. So he's back. This is an Arthurian legend, Sword in the Stone story, adventure film. We got Rebecca Ferguson in this and Patrick Stewart. Those are the two most well-known names. And then Louis Ashburn Circus is the main star here, Alex, who is Andy Circus's son. So this movie is very fucking British, if you couldn't tell. And this is a pretty, pretty fun time. If I was a kid, this is the exact type of movie I would have watched growing up. It's like that Amblin, you know, 80s, 90s adventure film.
Yep.
And it works. I wouldn't say this is incredible by any means, but for what it's going for and like the target audience here, I think, unfortunately, I don't know if it's going to make a lot of money, but I think this is it's a pretty fun time. You can definitely tell it's the guy who did Attack the Block here, because all these kids are not really very annoying, and I didn't find very many of the kids annoying in that movie either.
Yeah, right.
So luckily he assembles a pretty good cast here.
Yeah, some of them were cocksuckers, but they were good actors at it. You know what I mean? Like they weren't.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, this is it's a pretty good cast of kids here. So the whole plot, I mean, he finds the sword at a construction site, so it's modern day. He pulls it out, Excalibur, and the villain here is Rebecca Ferguson. She's playing Morgana, and she's coming back to claim Excalibur. And Patrick Stewart and Angus Emery are playing Merlin. Emery is a younger version of it, and Patrick Stewart, he's not in this movie very much. I thought they show him a lot in the trailer, but I would say maybe 10 to 15 minutes of screen time here. Hmm. She's coming back for that. There's an eclipse coming, and at the end of the eclipse, she's going to claim this. And so they have to fight her off and not let her get Excalibur. That's really, I mean, we've seen these Arthurian legends before, but not really in this sense, I guess. Like I said, what do you got, Law? I know you got, are you taking the kids to see this, possibly?
I think this might be the one we're skipping because I got to fucking save up for like...
Oh, that's right. Lego Movie.
But Alita first. Alita and Lego Movie. And anyways, is there a lot of like special effects in this movie? Big budget?
Yeah, this really doesn't have that big of a budget. And you can definitely tell. I mean, like I said, this looks like it's straight out of the 80s or 90s as far as budget goes and special effects. Yeah, they're not great, but for what this movie is, I think it's fine. It's PG rated, but like there's a scene where one of the characters is walking naked and you kind of get like a side, like far away ass shot almost.
Ooh, side
and then I mean it's far away, it's like there's smoke and stuff so you can't really see it, but there's some like I guess more mature elements here. It's definitely not for little kids, but it's also not like pandering to little kids and the adults won't get anything out of it by any means. Cause, I mean, there's some funny banter between the kids here.
So what's the genre? Like, I imagine the budget doesn't allow this to be a full sci-fi movie. Is it, would you just say it's fantasy? Would you just say it's action?
Yeah. Fantasy, action, adventure, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. With some comedic elements sprinkled in. I mean, some of the kids are pretty funny. The younger Merlin kid, he's pretty good. He's pretty funny in this. But yeah, they're not, none of them are really that bad, which we've talked about before. I'm the same way as you. If a shitty kid actor will take me out of the movie completely, and that didn't happen here. So it is 2 hours long, maybe a little too long for a kid's movie, but that's just kind of nitpicky. Man, this is a fine time. It was I don't know. I mean, these movies aren't geared toward me, but
you're all right.
What was it?
You were all right with it, though, right?
Like
it.
Was, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, if I if I was a kid, I would have loved this, and it would have been right up my alley, and I'd have been watching it growing up, and it would have been, you know, in that rotation all the time. So yeah, this was a completely harmless fun. Like it's not amazing, but I hope Joe Cornish continues to actually make movies here, because I was reading like why it had been so long, and he spent like a handful of years writing the script for the Ant-Man movie with Edgar Wright that never happened.
Oh.
And he just said stuff just didn't really work out, and so this was kind of a passion project for him, because he wrote and directed this, and Edgar Wright's loving this movie. He's super British anyway, and he was like raving about it on Twitter a few weeks back too. Yeah. So they're boys, but yeah, this completely harmless fun. So I would say this is a stream it. Probably decently high on the streaming scale. These movies really aren't for me. I probably wouldn't revisit, but it's still completely harmless fun.
All right, that's good to hear. No, I can't. I was just thinking. Maybe I can go see it. No, it's just too much. It's too much.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. We've talked many times. Lego is in 2 weeks. Alita is in 3.
Yeah.
And then How to Train Your Dragon is right after that. So.
Well, okay, so what's next week then, Chachi?
So next week, as of right now, the only wide release is Miss Bala, the Gina Rodriguez like revenge movie.
Nope.
There is a small chance I will be watching Lego 2 early. If that's the case, we can have a show, but I know we don't like to do the one movie, so I'll let you know at some point in the next few days here how it's looking.
All right.
If I might just call in for the old the main show for this Miss Bala, right. Though. So.
If you remember, if you... It's
okay. Yeah, that's true. I do forget a lot. Hold me to it. But I mean, the week after that, there's like 5 wide releases, and pretty consistent with a lot of movies after that coming out. So we got a ton coming.
All right,
a ton coming. Yeah, gross.
Yeah, gross.
All right, man.
All right, that's it. Before we go, who do you think is going to win Best Picture?
I'd say I don't know. It's a tough call. I think Roma stands a pretty good chance. Green Book as well. It seems like all the steam is left the Star Is Born, and then Cooper didn't even get directing nod. So,
yeah.
I would say at this point, January, what are we at? 24th, Roma or Green Book is probably what I'd go with.
All right, there you go, people. Get to the fucking betting pods. The what? I don't know. If you have an office pool, is what I was gonna say. I'm just asking because I'm gonna have a family pool, and I want to destroy my kids. So,
ooh, Glenn Close. I bet she's gonna win actress. That's a pretty safe bet.
Glenn Close, okay.
She's never won before. Never won. Regina King is probably a lock for supporting actress.
Okay.
And Mahershala for supporting actor. Those are at least. And then best actor is between Rami and Christian Bale. I think either one of those two. So.
All right.
Yep. There you go. Sign it up. Count it. Send it in. You got a winner right there.
They're fucking done. All right. Chachi, thank you. Maybe I'll talk to you next week if you get Lego 2. If you got nothing for me, fuck you. I mean, I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Gross. All right. All right, man. Sounds good. See ya.